Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Mori Katan, daf Chaf, the 20th daf here in Maseches Mori Katan, and we are on Yud Tes Mem Beis as we continue our march the last couple of days here in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. And we discussed Kfiyas Hamita. That's what we've been discussing the past couple of lines. Kfiyas Hamita, when is it done? It's not done on Shabbos, whether one has to do the beds, be kofa the mitas, turn over the beds or collapse the beds, but also sit on the beds. That was the language of the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like you have to actually lie down on the bed. We had 2 days, interestingly, on yesterday's daf. What was the purpose of sleeping on mitos kafuyos? Was it so that when you wake up during the night, the Ava would realize he's still an Avelis to have less Hesach Hadas, even when he wakes up, he won't forget, right? Or Dafka to make him not sleep so well, right? To be a little uncomfortable, so that he has even more Hesach Hadas, not just when he wakes up, so he doesn't sleep so well, and that itself could, create a sense of Avelus. But we saw already Tosfos says, and the Rush says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that we don't do Kfiyas Hamita b'zman hazeh because of this Yerushalmi. De lo yavi amrin cheirishu, so they don't say that there is some type of kishuf going on, right? We have that chashash elsewhere. Remember the sugi at the beginning of Pesachim, but sticking one's hands, doing bedika in certain holes, right? Because they've been worried, maybe they'll think we're mechashefu. So we have that chashash. Otherwise, we don't want to cause any trouble to our neighbors. The chasam sofer we saw yesterday also connected the issue of Kfiyas Hamita. Again, we had a couple of important lines on yesterday's daf. Kfiyas Hamita to the idea of covering the mirrors, which is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Because Yerushalmi said, what's the reason of Kfiyas Hamita? Either because of Ikunin Nachas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu had, says that there was a Tzelem Elokim, that was in, amongst your midst, and now there's less Tzelem Elokim, and therefore as an acknowledgement of that, one turns over the beds, but also we had the lashon of Yichapa Sirsur, the Sirsur, the middleman. Right, the bed is the place where the Tzelem Elokim was created. A mirror celebrates Tzelem Elokim, and therefore, that is something to do something with to remember the Neftar. That's what that's what the Chassam Sofer says, because the mirror is also a Sirsur Bein Ish L'Ishto. Okay, so let's continue now where we are. Up to Hare, but 10 lines up for the bottom on Yud Tes Amid Beis. Hare, we also spoke about the Machlokas Tana about when Kfiyas Hamita starts, and we said maybe that's an idea, reflects an idea of base Avel, not just Nihuge Avel. Hare Shemesh Chamiv Al Chamoso Oecha Mikro Vayishto, if a man's in-laws, right, though his wife loses her parents, one of her parents, or any other krovim, this is not kfiyas hamita, this is force. He cannot force his wife to do this fancy type of makeup when she is sitting shiva. Again, they can't be together, there's an issur of tashmish, but he can't also force her to do this. Elanoi gimal, because there actually no hagas, but he has to do some in nihugiv avelas, as we've said, the idea of being tfeila latfeila, as the Yerushalmi called it a day or two ago, he does earn avelus when he is with her. Again, we don't do this bezman hazeh, the Rama said, and one shouldn't do it. V'chein hi shemeis chameo chamoso, or she, if she loses one of her in-laws, o echa mikrove baila, eina loko cheles v'lo pokesa, so she doesn't do this type of makeup, elano hege, or hair grooming, but she also does some type of niyug with him. Shmuel says it's only the in-laws. It's not other krovin that this is done. This type of niyug is done. Ha'echad mikol hakrovim lo. Any of the other krovim not. So Shmuel limits the idea of being noheg imo or ima. Rabbi Bak bar Kohen amar kumi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, bidar imo, only when he lived with them. Bidar imo, what does that mean? Many different opinions. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this means dafka when as we have said, only when the wife or husband are with the avel. Right, misabel imo to amran, that which we said misabel dafka bidar imo. That's only where they're together. The befan of dafku de nagavelus. Right, and this is not saying anything new. It's what we have had already. The Karbana Adir quotes two other deus. What does dar imo mean? Dar Imo, only when he had lived with the in-laws. The in-laws are living with their house, had been living in their house, or he was living in their house. V'dar Imo imchalev chamosa. Oh, he imchalev chamosa. So then there was a certain relationship created. Who disrich al nog avelos amze? Habalava achi afilo chamav chamosa nog avelos. First day of the carbon aid is only had when he or she had been living with the in-laws. So then it's called, then they have to do avails. Or lishna achrina, the carbon aid says, even bidar imo, even afilu bidar mechad ekrovim shalat. The opposite, bidar imo, even bidar imo, he does not do avails. And then this statement would be rejecting what we have said before. So three different opinions how to read that line. Come Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. Rabbi Yose hears this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and says, Amar Lai, Atal Shemat, Shemat, Minavuchada Milsa, you heard from your father this? You heard from your father, right, that Rabbi Yochanan said this? Right, you heard from Rabbi Pazi, Rabbi Yochanan said this? Amar Lai, because why? Because we never heard such a thing from Rabbi Yochanan, right? So if we never heard such a thing from Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know if he, said it. There's no other source. My father didn't say exactly this, but he said something similar in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, depending on what we just said, the three different opinions would depend how you understand this line, right? The brother of Rabbi Nechemia's wife had died, right? They heard his brother-in-law. Austin, Mishal, and they come to, and they ask my father, Malach Poses Amita, they ask my father, Rapazi, do you do Kfias Amita? Armala Lo Tzarach, he says not. He says no. So, what does that mean? So, maybe it means that he said no because there wasn't Dar Imo. So he didn't specific say, but that was with the Mashmaus, or is that one, or it was, this was only for a brother-in-law, it wasn't for a for an in-law, so maybe it's relating back to that line, so it's not 100% clear what exactly this story was referring to, but again, depending on what you just said, Darimo means that would have a nafkamina, what exactly this line is referring to. Okay, so Mao, now we get back to a question we asked a couple of days ago. This is again quoted, Mefarshim wonder why it's quoted again, but we'll read it. Mao likros eshmao lispalel. Remember, this was the case, that if somebody is an onane for a relative's relative. This was the case that his, one of the rabbi's nephews had died. So he asked about doing aninus, along with his brother. And, what does that mean? Is he pater from Kriyat Shema Tefillah? And the answer was no. Just figure out a time when, how you could say it. Meaning he is pater if he's actually involved with the Kfura. Well, we learned it from what we had earlier from yesterday's daf. If he's with the kever and Kriya Shema comes, so he's pater if he can't get away. But if he can get away, then he should go away from the mace, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to do it because of loeg larash. Put on his tefillin, and then say Kriya Shema umispalo. Right, the Gemara Brachas that says if somebody says Kriya Shema without tefillin on, or tefillin without Kriya Shema, right, may it aid the sheker by one of them. So here too, he's putter, but he should try to get away to be able to say it. Right, the Mefarshim also wonder, isn't this the regular sugya of Osek B'mitzvah? Right, and that's the general question of aninus. Is aninus just based on Osek B'mitzvah? But when one is not osik anymore, so then one has to do mitzvahs, or is it no? It's like the language that we had of yamim shata kol yamei chayecha, yamim shata osik b'chayim, v'lo yamim shata osik b'misa, right? And therefore it's a hafka'a, it's not just a p'tur. Remember the psak of Shlomo Zalman said over to those who were with him, and then it was printed, and that is after his wife was niftar, and he came back from whatever it is, the hospital before the Levaya. He's about to go to sleep. He says, you know, I'm not Osek anymore, and I'm done, so I should say Hamapil. So Shlomo Zalman says, even though Anoni doesn't make brachas, Hamapil symbolizes that he's done for the day, and he's going to sleep, so he said he should say Hamapil. Again, it's not in the earlier poskim, but that's where Shlomo Zalman's psak, I think it was later printed in the Shlomo Zalman Likud Svarim. I'm not sure if it's in Mincha Shlomo. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Mipnei She'amru. So the Mishnah had said earlier, Shabbos versus Yantif. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Avelis. Mipnei She'amru, Shabbos Ola Ve'enam Mafsekes. Shabbos counts, and is not Mafsik. V'regalim Mafsikim, Enam Olim. And the Regalim, the Yantif is Mafsik. Yantif is Mafsik, it does not count as a day of Avelis. Right? Either it breaks it, either it stops Avelos, meaning if you're ready, the Mishnah had said if you had 3 days, so then it stops Shiva. And if it had more than that, then it maybe it stops, takes part of Shloshim. And if not, it just suspends it and it continues afterwards. Rasimim Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shumutr Batash Vashamitkel is not Ole. So if Simon says Rabbi Yochanan, that on a Yantif, there's even a heter for Dvarim Shebetzina. Even Dvarim Shebetzina, that there is a heter of Tashra Shamita on Yantif, when one is in Avel. So come Rabbi Yirmiya im Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon, Amarlei, Hachad Amri, called Tamidoy to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so this is what all the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan said. Lo shama barnash minei hadamilsa elavuch. It's similar to what we have seen before. Your father's the only one that heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. They're the only one. And, nobody else heard it. So, we're not sure. Right, says the Karbonei Edav hu davar matmiya. It's a tamua that Tashri Shabita would be mutter on Yantif. So Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, in this Amris, lo is Amris, elamin ilin milaya to hachin hachin. If he heard it, and if Rabbi Yochanan said it, there must have been something that was said, hachin v'hachin, that was not 100% clear what he meant. Hachin v'hachin, right, the Karbon Eda, mistapik, right, it must have been one of those, and therefore it's not so clear that he said that there was a heter, right, and therefore maybe it's an example of that Rashi in Mesechus Ktubis, Nunvav, Nunzayin, where Rashi says, generally we apply the principle of Eilu Eilu Devei Elokim Chayim, right, the Gemara, quotes this there, Vindafyut Gimel, and the beginning of a Mesechus Gittin also, Elu Ve'elu generally always applies. There's always value, inherent value to every Shita, even a Shita that we don't paskin like, except Rashi says, if there's a Machlokas, what a Rebbe said. If there's a Machlokas about what a Rebbe said, so then, Hachi Amarav, then you can't say Elu Ve'elu, because the Rebbe only said one thing. Right, if it's two different shiurim the Rebbe gave, then fine. You could say that he said two different things, and maybe he changed his mind. But if it's the same shiur, so here it must have been about one of these hachin lahachins, and therefore it's not 100% clear that he would say that Tashra Shamita is mutter on Yantif. Milsa Rav Shimon Levi Amra Shu Aser B'Tashra Shamita. Shimon ben Levi would say that it's Aser. It sounds like from the following: the Amr Simon Shimon Rav Shimon ben Levi Halo Amru. They said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Levi. Ain follow Amru, Ain Avel Beregel, right? That they quoted from this Brisa, Ain Avel Beregel from the Maseches Machos, but we switched the Gersa here a little bit. Berabim, Ela Noagin Bo Bitsina. There's no Avelos on Yantif in public, but there is Avelos Bitsina, right? So Mao Bitsina, what does Bitsina mean? She was a Bitashramita. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that there is an Isser of Tashramita. Even if we say that Shiva is broken by Yantif, there's still no heter. Continue Hatevon. Hari, what about the following? Hari Regel. So 1 second. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me that Yantif is also B'tash Shamita? So then, isn't that the same as Shabbos? Hatevon Hari Regel, Hari also B'tash Shamita, Ve'ina Ole, and Yantif does not count, Va'af B'Shabbos. Switch the Girsa. Afal Pishi Yasur B'tash Shamita Lotala. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif? Right? Both of them have no Avelus Befarhesia, and they do have Avelus Betzina. So why should Shabbos count as one of the days of Avelus and Yantif not count? If this Nihugim are the same, answer, Amar Rebbe Ba, Efshar L'Shiva below Regel, Avali Efshar L'Shiva below Shabbos. And it sounds like even if the Nihugim are the same, the fact that Shiva by definition has a Shabbos in there means it has to count. It has to count. Even if your Nihugim are not different than Yantif, but Yantif doesn't always come out with Shiva. You don't need a Yantif on Shiva, but you always need a Shabbos. And we know this. We had the six different opinions earlier what the remez is for having Shiva 7 days, whether it's the pasuk by the Shvatim or by Male Shavuazos or the different ideas compared to Chag. So you always need a Shiva, and Shabbos always has to be part of that Shiva, and therefore you can't say that Shabbos doesn't count. So there's a machlokas here in the Gemara then, that about Tashra Shamita on Yantif, and that's a machlokas aposkim. The Rambam is clear. The Rambam says there's no Avelos on Yantif, period. No Avelos on Yantif, not even Tvarim Shebetzina. There's nothing. The Ramban and other Rishonim argue. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pass on like that. But the Rambam says in Uchas Avel Perak Yud, Halacha Gimel, Haragalim V'chein Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim, Ein Davar Midivrei Avelos Noi Bohen. Right, there's no Avelos, period, no Avelos. That's the Rambam here in Perak Gimel. Again, the Mefarshim quotes the other Rishonim that argue, and again, the Shulchan Aruch in both in Aruch Chaim and in Yaredeya, in both, they quote this halacha. This year in Yaredeya, it's in Shin Tzadi Tes, all the way at the end of Yaredeya. That's where Siv Beis. Hakover Mesa Baregel Bachola Moe, Noeg Bodin Aninus, Kavashlo Nikbar, there's Aninus, Lakashi Nikbar, Noeg Dvarm Shibitzina. And after Kvura, Noeg Dvarm it is. Dvarm Shibitzina, Noeg on Yantif. When we come back home, Mutul Yachin and Mishto, but you're allowed to have Yichud. Bacholom, and he continues. Okay. Says the Shulchan, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Alakavav. Bishachar Beis HaMikdash. So now we learn Shabbos versus Yantif. What about certain days? Are they like Yantif? What about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day. So Bishachar Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Kishabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when Shavuos was, so to speak, a seven-day holiday, when you could bring Tashlumin, bring the Chagiga, all those days, so then we say it was like a Yantif. But nowadays, says Rabbi Eliezer, Shavuos has the status of a Shabbos, meaning it would count. It was count of the days of Shiva and would not stop. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim Kiragalim. Rabbi Gamliel says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Regel, right? We Paskin, they're all like Regel. Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They're all like Regel, they stop Shiva. Vacham Omrim, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Vacham argue and say, Ela Atzeres Kiragalim. Shavuos is like Yantif. It never loses that, status. For Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are like Shabbos. So again, fascinating machlokas Tanaim about the status of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is related to the big sugya of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, simcha on Yom Kippur. Is there simchas yantif? How much is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur part of the world of the chagim? Right, that there is simcha in the Yisrael. There are different lashonos of the Rambam that one has to analyze to figure out exactly the status of yantif. The Rambam says here in Hilchas Yantif. She says Yantif. There's one example. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin. Shivas Yimei Pesach Ushmonas Yimei Chag. Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. Pesach Shavuos, Pesach Sukkis, and the other holidays. What does it would mean? Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainus. Sidisur Hesped V'Chayim Adam Behem L'Samech V'Tov Leiv V'Ubana V'Ishto Simchas Yantif. So what's he including there? In the other Yom Tov, does it just mean Shavuos? Why didn't he just say Shavuos then? What did he have to say? Shar Yomim Tovim. So maybe he's including Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And if he is then, interesting, why doesn't he say them? Why does he say Shar Yomim Tovim? As if Pesach has its own simcha and Sukkot has its own simcha and the other holidays have more of a generic, form of simchas yantif, maybe a lower level. That's one. Then you have the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah where the Rambam discusses, Hallel. And that's what the Rambam says. We say all of Hilchas Hallel are in Hilchas Chanukah, and he quotes all the days that we say Hallel, and then he quotes, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So remember the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Gemara says it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate because the books of life and death are open. Books of life and death are open these days, so you're buttering up the judge, right? Is that appropriate? Right, the Gemara's language in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. Amr Rabbi Avo, Amr Malachi Asheris Lefanei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Bibnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha, Baruch Shad of Yom Kippurim. Amar Lohem, Efshar, Hashem answers, Efshar Melach Yoshiv Al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Mesim Sucham Lefanev, V'Yisrael Omrim Shira, is that appropriate? So does that mean inherently it's inappropriate? There's like an internal value lowering the Mechayev of Simcha? Or is it a clash? This full simchas yantiv, but there's also this other element that's competing. So the Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur ein b'im halel l'fi shehen yemei tshuva v'yira v'fachad lo yemei simcha yisera. Wow, that's a lashon. So the Rambam says, there is simcha. There's no simcha yisera. Simcha yisera, it's what's needed to be mechayiv halel. The fact that it is minimizes, right? The Yimei Tshuva Yira Vafachan minimizes the Simcha Yisera, and therefore it's only Simcha, which is not enough for Halal. So that's one area to look. But there are so many areas of Halacha to look in terms of trying to get the Simcha element of Rosh Hashanah. Just to mention two that have to do with Tefillah. That with Tefillah, the Gaonim, the Rush, has a big discussion. Again, this the Gaonim we're trying to figure out what to put in Shmon Esrei, right? Because it wasn't standardized yet. So if you look in the Rush, in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Vahasienu. Do we say Vahasienu on Yantif, do we say Vatodienu when it's Shabbos going into Rosh Hashanah? So what do we say? Kasav Ravya. This is the Rosh in the fourth parak. Sha'alti es rabosai. Rosh Hashanah shekali es b'shabes im omrim l'motzi shabes v'todienu. What's the issue? B'bnei she'omrim bo, the chagigas haregel. V'Rosh Hashanah lo chag v'lo regel. God says, v'hashivuni, right? And they answered me. They answered me. The afal pikein mispalim v'todienu. We say v'todienu. Ki hechi diamrinan b'motzo ayantif b'havdala b'in yom ha'shvi l'sheshim yimei amase. Diamrinan seder avdala sumone v'chulu. That's what he says. Aval b'tshuvis mar sar shalom kasav, but in tshuvis mar sar shalom kasav Rosh Hashanah ha yomer b'tshia yeshivas bein b'tfila bein b'kedusha moadim l'simcha chagimus ba'anim l'sason es yom azikaron azeh. They said it in. They said v'hasienu shahare kasav eila moadei asher bereish inyana, because it says in Parshas Emor, it brings a raya from the psukim. Because in the Parshas Emor, it has the Parshas Amoadim, which starts off with an introductory pasuk Eila Moadei Hashem, and has a finishing pasuk Vaydar Moshe Es Moadei Hashem, V'koya Kol Inyana. And it's going on all the holidays mentioned in that section, which are Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkish, Shmini Atzeres, V'kulhu Iskish La'adadi, L'krosa Moadei Hashem, Mikrei Kodesh, V'ksiv Zichron Shrua Mikrei Kodesh, V'shininu B'mishnah, Takanas HaMoados, right, and then he says, "How do you sit? Yom Simchas Moadechem, Moadech Hachechem Zer Rosh Hashanah." The Gemara Sefer Ezra, Matzinu Shayu Bochim B'Shuvim in a Gol of Amalam Ezra. Kitado Shayom Adonenu Ichlu Madan of Shesumam Takim. Right, and it was Rosh Hashanah. So you see, Rosh Hashanah has elements of Simcha. Again, and then later on, he says they said Moadim LeSimcha. Rav Palti, right, all the Gaonim. Not to say it, right? What do we say? Halacha l'maisa. We say v'atodienu, but we don't say v'hasienu. Right? We say elokin elokin v'asienu. Right? So, ba'ashkaz v'tzarfaz al-gev shalol omar v'asienu, u'bishar makomos omar moso, all this controversy. And then what's the other issue? The other issue to be bring up is tzidkas chatzedek. Do we say tzidkas chas? So again, the ranas, three different dayas. How do you have three different days? Yes or no? So the Ran, we don't have time to read it right now. The Ran says, yes, because there's Simcha. Yes, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Or no, or you don't say it because it's a Simcha. You don't say it because it's Rosh Chodesh. You do say it because there's no Simcha. It's Rosh Hashanah. So, interesting. Okay, we don't have time. We continue. The base Rabbi Yanai Amri Yatzeres Ola Shiva Kirigalim. Rabbi Yanai says, not only does Shavuos count, but it counts as 7 days. Boin kumi Rabbi Yosa, Shlosha, one second, let me ask this question. Rabbi Yosa says, Shlosha l'vnei ha'atzeres v'atzeres. Shiva, harei asara. So if you have 3 days of Shiva before Shavuos, and then Shavuos counts, so altogether after Shavuos, does that mean you have 10 days? Right? O, switch the Ella to O, Shlosha l'vnei ha'atzeres, Shiva, or do you say, va'atzeres, Shiva, harei arba'asar? Do we say that when the Yontif cancels out Avelus, does it mean, the Shiva, does it mean that, oh, it's Kilu, you had full Shiva, so you count Shiva as 7? And then the Yontif counts as 7 and there's 14 after? Or no, there's 3. There was 3 before, so it cancels it, but there's only 3. So for calculating Shloshim, there's only 10 afterwards and not 14. Right? So that's a question of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does not answer it. Even though the Bavli does. The Bavli assumes it's 14. Yes, Shiva's canceled, but it's Kedilah that was 7. And therefore there's 14 after Yantif. Amar Rabbi Yossi Berebi Bun Vakeni. So what about this? Yom Echal Lefnei Atzeres, Mona Chamisha La'achar Atzeres. If you have 1 day before Shavuos, meaning you didn't have 3 days, like we said. If you have 1 day before Shavuos, then Shavuos just suspends it. Then Shavuos counts as 1, and then you need 5 after. Right? Shavuos counts as a day of Shiva, according to this opinion. Counts as the day of Shiva. Shnai, Rechai Bidevsky has a machlokas, whether this is arguing on the previous, or he's just, noting that we only have 1 day before, or 2 days before, then it counts. Shnai Emona Arba. Shlosha Balaminexira Shiva. Right, so then machlokas, whether 2 days, then Rechai Bidevsky, whether this is arguing on the previous or not. Tani, in Marin Panim, Lo Barashav Yom Kippurim, even though we said, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has no, Shiva, but is there, there's no nichum avelim, but as we said at the end of this year, yesterday or the day before, like on a Shabbos, right? Do you have, or on Yantif, do you have bikur? Do you come visit? So the Bryce says no. I'm Rav Shabbos, Rav Yitzchak, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Barim Lo Panim. When it's Yom Kippur on Shabbos, you do. Regularly Yom Kippur you don't, but on Yom Kippur Shabbos you do. Interesting, because Yom Kippur Shabbos has a different element. We've quoted the machlokas in the past, the Or Sameach and Reb Kiva Eger. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, maybe Reb Kiva Eger says, then for sure you make Kiddush if you have to eat. Even though on a regular Yom Kippur not, the Meshech Chachma says, no, you never do. Kadad Reb Chizki Avilei Uvda. Reb Chizki had this issue, he was like Shiva. Salton Rabban Al-Gabei, they came to visit him. Mechami Le Apin Mitzoma Rabba. They came to visit him on Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. Amar lo, and he says to them, Klum Amri Marin Parim Elo Brashav Yom Kippurim Lo B'Day Tfila. Well, didn't they say that the reason that you don't come is because you're busy davening and your heart is not panui, right? And you're tarud, and therefore Shan Yehi. So he says Shani Yom Kippurim Shalais B'Shabbos, Shani Yom Kippurim Shalais B'Chol. Is there any difference? You're davening the whole day, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's weekdays. So there shouldn't be any difference, and there shouldn't be mar upon him. He says, either way, you have to daven the whole day, and therefore there's no reason, or there's no time, or one shouldn't be marapanim, come visit on Yom Kippur, even if it fell on Shabbos. I guess there was no break in the days of old. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, Ein Karin, Velo Choltzim, Velo Mavrin, El Korov Shomeis, getting back to Chalamoid. When there's a Ptira on Chalamoid, only the direct relatives act like Avelim. Right, there's no extension. Right, you don't do kriya chalitza bearing the shoulder or do havra'a, only the relatives. Ein mavrin el amitas akufos, and when you do the suz havra'a, they sit on regular chairs, regular beds. You don't want to do on a mikdash kufa in chol hamoed. Ein maluchim bevesa avel, and in general, when you bring the food for the suz havra'a for that meal to the beis avel, you don't want to embarrass anybody, and therefore you bring it on simple trays. Ein malicha ve'savo lo batavla, not on fancy trays, v'lo b'skatolia, not on fancy tables, v'lo b'kanon, or fancy baskets, v'lo b'salim, plain baskets. V'enomer b'rechaz avelim b'moed, you don't have the special bracha that they used to say, av'l omdin b'shura, u'menachemin, but you have the shura, u'potras rabin, then everybody goes home. Ein karm lo chod v'lam avrin, l'korv v'shom meis. Amar abir me'o b'vad krovav, krovin, chen ruinless abel, only krovim that are ra'ui lehis abel. Right, only on those, but other people, right, don't do it. Pekada, like the following, Ditani Chacham Shemes Akol Krovav, a Chacham that dies, everyone is considered his relatives. Afilu Krovim She'ena Ruin Les Abel, even Krovim that are not Roi Les Abel, meaning only for a Chacham do we say that there's his Avelus for even non-relatives, but for Shar B'nei Adam only mamish relatives. Kada Rabbi Avun de Machmor Dayer, Rabbi Avun died on Cholam Oed. V'lo Gamalei Rabbi Mana Chesed, and Rabbi Mana didn't wasn't masvedim, didn't show him the proper Chesed, the proper covet. Pavan Tzipori Yarmen, the people from Tzipori were saying Ad Maves Sina, right? Even until the death, there's this enmity between these rabbis. B'basar Mar Dayer Avalei Akrai. But no, after Yantiv, he gave him tremendous covet of Amar Kumen, and he says to the people of Tzipori, taking away the cuff, Hada Datani Chacham Shemesa Kol Krovav. Right? This is what it's meant, Hakol Krovav, Binu Daven Gabei. That only applies if you were there, if you were with the Chacham when he died. Anan Lo Avinu Gabei. We weren't with him, we were somewhere else. So I waited till afterwards, and then showed my covet. Period. Hakorev and Amalal, and now we'll get to Kriya. Kriya, there's a halacha of tearing kriya for a relative. If somebody had torn his clothing and had rudimentarily stitched it up, and then you tear it again, eino kera. That's not called a kriya. Mina ichui, but if you had really stitched it up perfectly with ichui, hareze kera, that is a kera, that's good. Ezo ichui, what is ichui? Mina mravachan kosh eimo komo nikar. If you can't tell it had been ripped, so then that's a good place to tear from. Asara kram, asura bi ichui, the following 10 kriyas are never allowed to be stitched up. Hakarei al aviv al imo, for a parent. Val rabosh lemdo chachma. Val anasi, the nasi that everybody has to tear for. Val avbezdin, who's number two. Val shmuel saros, bad tidings. Val kilu as Hashem, here somebody hears the cursing of Hashem. Val sreifas Torah, val Yerushalayim, val beis hamikdash. All of those, that ichui is never allowed to be torn up. Sometimes if somebody tears for Yerushalayim or the beis hamikdash, you're allowed to move over a couple of inches and then tear again on the same beged. Just can't tear the same tear, right? This is Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. Interesting, there's also Arei Yehuda. Arei Yehuda is also B'churbanan. B'churbanan has a tear. Alav Alimov, Al Rabbi Shalom L'Chachmi Minayin. How do you know what's the source of tearing for a parent or for a Rebbe? Ve'alisha, the Pasuk by Alisha, when Eliyahu goes up in a chariot of fire. Ve'alisha Roav U'Bitzayk, Avi Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, he tore, and he's called father. So it's a father and a Rebbe, right? So that's the makar. Rebbe Matun boy could be Rebbe Yochanan, umi Elisha no lemeidin Torah. We learned from Elisha. What's the question? Elisha didn't die. Right, so what kind of halacha are we learning from there? Elisha didn't die. How can you learn halacha of kriya on a mace? Amar lei. So they answer, Rabbi Yochanan answers, matun matun. His name, matun matun, or it's like a play on words. Have patience, patience, matun matun. Ma mace mishu mistalik od eno ro'eyu. By a mace, right when Elisha, by a regular mace, you're not going to see the mace again. And that's why the kriya is from that maybe pain and realization. So kachzek, we should have said like Ola Ro'eu. So by Eliyahu HaNavi, you're right. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die, but Elisha wasn't going to see him again. And therefore that's good enough for the halacha of kriya. Okay, we'll have to stop by Kishem. And Elisha will continue as we have a couple more days left to Meseches Moed Katan.